This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, January 21st, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. YouTube has censored a Bible-based sermon, labeling it as hate speech because it does not celebrate gender confusion, reports CBN News. Pastor John MacArthur of Grace Community Church in Los Angeles, California, preached a sermon Sunday about biblical sexuality, which was part of an effort by pastors across North America to protest a new Canadian law that took effect January 8th after being pushed through Parliament with little debate. The concern is that Canada's Bill C-4 is broadly worded and could, in effect, ban biblical teachings on sexual ethics and might even limit personal communications on the subject. 4,000 pastors preached against the unbiblical law from their pulpits, Fox News reported. According to Liberty Coalition Canada, the bill's wording is broad enough to allow for, quote, the criminal prosecution of Christians who would speak biblical truth into the lives of those in bondage to sexual sin like homosexuality and transgenderism, end quote. Listen to Pastor MacArthur.
Simply stated, there is no such thing as transgender. You're either XX or XY. That's it. God made man male and female. That is determined genetically. That is physiology. That is science. That is reality. This notion that you are something other than your biology is a cultural construct intended as an assault on God. The only way you can address it honestly is to say, God made you, and God made you exactly the way He wanted you to be. This is a war on God. I'm not going to let God tell me who I am. I'm not going to let God define me. I'm going to be my own God. I'm going to define myself.
Genesis 1 verse 27 says, "So God created mankind in His own image. In the image of God, He created them. Male and female, He created them." While He took a stand for truth, Pastor MacArthur also took a stand for compassion.
While saying that with firmness so you understand it, I think this has to be dealt with love and compassion, because there's some holes in the heart of someone going in that direction. There's a lack of being loved and accepted and feeling wanted and needed and significant.
YouTube removed MacArthur's sermon from its platform and told conservative commentator Todd Starnes that MacArthur's video presentation was, quote, hate speech, end quote. According to Starnes, YouTube said, quote, "Our team has reviewed your content, and unfortunately, we think it violates our hate speech policy. We've removed the following content from YouTube." When Pastor MacArthur said, "There is no such thing as transgender. You are either XX or XY," that's it, end quote. Tens of thousands of pro-life citizens will take to the streets in Washington, D.C. today in the annual March for Life to affirm a powerful message about the importance of protecting the unborn, reports FaithWire.com. The theme this year is Equality Begins in the Womb. The annual march is a peaceful demonstration aimed at visually showing that the 1973 Roe v. Wade Supreme Court case legalizing abortion across the U.S. was egregious. Tragically, it has authorized the surgical deaths of 62 million baby boys and baby girls. You can follow the March for Life on Facebook and on YouTube today through special links in our transcript at theworldview.com. A statue of Theodore Roosevelt that has stood in front of the American Museum of Natural History in Manhattan for more than 80 years was hauled away Wednesday, reports the New York Post. The bronze monument depicting the nation's 26th president on a horse flanked by an African man and a Native American man, which has sparked protests for allegedly glorifying colonialism and racism, was yanked out with a crane just after midnight, leaving behind only its concrete pedestal. The $2 million removal, carried out by the museum and the city, comes after the New York City Public Design Commission voted last June to relocate the monument. Last month, the museum covered the 10-foot-tall statue with an orange tarp ahead of its shipment to the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library in Medora, North Dakota. Some critics called the relocation a victory for cancel culture and a blow to history. The New York Post editorialized, quote, "Alas, the offense takers shouted, 'White supremacy.' Never mind that the work's sculptor also said it was meant to emphasize Roosevelt's friendliness to all races," end quote. A year ago, when New York City officials first proposed taking down the statue, Tucker Carlson of Fox News took a stand against such foolishness.
People who erected that statue 80 years ago would be confused by this, no doubt. They did not consider Teddy Roosevelt a controversial figure. In fact, Roosevelt was the most popular president in American history. Roosevelt's virtues mirrored the values of America. He was physically brave, he was profoundly literate, highly self-disciplined, and amazingly energetic. He was the youngest president in our history. He saved our economy from corporate monopolies. And by doing that, he made the American middle class possible. He created the national parks, he created the Panama Canal, the Food and Drug Administration. Personally, Roosevelt was a famously decent man. In 1901, he invited his friend Booker T. Washington to dinner. No African American had ever eaten in the White House. Democrats roared with rage at the idea. Teddy Roosevelt was a hero to millions of Americans. He still is. That's precisely why they're tearing down his statue.
And finally, are you struggling to make sense of current events? Are you concerned for your children's future? The family is clearly under attack, but God's word is full of hope and answers for today. Psalm 128, verse 3 says, "Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table." Consider making your way to Branson, Missouri for the Family Reformation Conference coming up Friday, March 4th and Saturday, March 5th in the Copeland Theater. Speakers include our own Kevin Swanson, founder of Generations, Mark Robinette of Mission to Myanmar, Aaron Boldman, director of Future Men, the father of 9 sons, and Christy Wilbanks, a homeschool mother of 8 children, among others. The cost is just $100 per family or $35 for singles. Register through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, January 21st in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.